16A, staff reports. Gail.
Just a few things. One, we have hired a new administrative and HR supervisor, Roxy Mendoza. She's over here. She comes to us from the county with employment, health, and human services department.
Before that, tax collector's office.
At some point. Oh, look at you.
Did you get the welcome sheet?
Finance used to work in your department.
And also, it was previously mentioned about the retiree payroll for December 1. There was an issue with the health deductions that we'd received from the county, and we've been routing phone calls, and it's on our website front page to route questions pertaining that to the county.
Software glitch.
And then.
Well, safeties was right, because we get paid, they take medical out January. The new contribution comes out December for January for safety people, for CalPERS people.
And then I wanted to, since this is a December meeting, I just wanted to acknowledge SACERA employees and thank them for all of their hard work and dedication over this last year. So I wanted to make a public comment on that.
Indeed.
I agree.
Second.
And Tim?
Just a quick personnel update for Angela Gordon. You'll recall, we've updated the board probably several times over the past year and a half about personnel changes at the leadership there. Received an announcement earlier this week that they, two of the heads of credit and real estate are joining Michael Gordon as co-CIOs of the firm, so we view this as succession planning internally. Adam Schwartz is the portfolio manager for the real estate funds that we have with Angela Gordon. So no direct impact on us, but long-term succession planning for the firm kind of remains an ongoing state of point, and this is an update.
Thank you. No outside professionals, so on to 16C, trustee comments.
John. Anybody else? I have three of us. I guess David, Gabe, and I were all at the California Institutional Forum.
I was there, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Four of us were there.
I was in the back of the room. Imagine.
I tried to take a few notes on this. I'm not sure anyone will hear anything that surprises them. Inflation and long-term interest rates will stay low for at least the next 3 years. We sort of constantly hear that. 5.5% annual rate of return expected on a 60-40, 60 equity, 40 fixed income portfolio. And that doesn't work if you have a passive investment style and a 7% assumption. But passive, use of passive portfolios is increasing. And that was standing the fact that based upon these projections, it can't work. 20-30% of return is due to stock picking skills. Recognize there are lots of speakers on these things, and so you might get differences depending on who you're listening to. Tech is a huge part of U.S. outperforming the rest of the first world. U.S. price earnings levels are 30% above pre-crisis levels, so pre-08 levels. Expect better returns in equity markets than in fixed income markets. Like high yield funds, and the focus of the high yield funds that were being described are mid-level variable business loans. I would personally say that's high-risk stuff, but private debt can produce 300 more basis points than public debt. Much greater use now being made of ETFs, exchange-traded funds versus mutual funds. Emerging markets have lots of room to grow, but corruption is a tax on emerging market results. The overweighted emerging markets, they're recommending as being, we should overweight, or investors should, Brazil and Russia, underweight China. That seemed the opposite to what I thought I read every day, but anyway, that was what was described. And one of the things I hadn't thought about, private debt generally has very few covenants. Covenants being all kinds of conditions, for example, level of equity versus debt that the company has to meet. Maybe Tim could describe a number of these. But once you get into private debt, you don't have much of that. And just as an overall note, I would say this conference was not designed for pension trustees, particularly with non-financial industry backgrounds. Most of the individual segments were very technical by people who did what they were talking about as traders or investors, basically every day, all day. So lots of acronyms and lots of technical stuff that was challenging to follow.
Yeah, I went to this last year, and it was a change. It was better last year.
It was much better last year.
Yeah, they didn't do it. And one thing, too, we brought up, and I guess I'm getting more critiquing of conferences, but a lot of these people spend time blowing their own horn. They're introducing themselves. I've done this, I've done that. And really, we're there to hear about the content, not about who they are. So that was disappointing in that aspect. But I did mention to you, last year was a lot better. I was surprised, disappointed this year that, like you said, it was a little talking to a different audience this time.
Yep.
Completely concur with Gabe's assessment there.
Were you there?
I was there. You can always find me in the back corner of the room.
Back right.
Yeah, that's right. Tim knows where to find me.
Do we ever keep track of, you know, like if a certain conference is kind of falling out of favor, it's losing its relevance to what we do? Do we just kind of after or?
Well, the thing is, a lot of times I look at the agenda, and it could be a completely different agenda, different speakers next time, so I wouldn't roll them out just based on one bad experience.
The agenda looked good.
Yeah, I'd say the agenda was very positive looking.
Yeah, right.
It's just that the nuts and bolts part, it really wasn't designed for the kind of role we have, from my perspective, as a trustee. It was the mechanics to a much greater degree. Lots of which was not very intelligible if you didn't know the acronyms and you didn't know the shorthand and to some degree the language. So
what I do sometimes, I did on this one because I get experience, I will sometimes refer to Tim and I'll say, what's your thoughts on this? Is it pertinent? And that's always been a big help to know whether it pertains to where we're going.
I asked him on this one and he gave it rave reviews.
Yeah. Did not go.
That is a complete joke for the record. Any other trustee comments? Okay, I'll just say a few first. There's lunch next door. After the meeting, there's an audit committee that follows this meeting. If you're unable to attend and have interest, you could go on Dropbox and read the agenda and the attachments. And then finally, I just want to echo what Gail said. Very appreciative for another year of staff's hard work, and I hope everyone has a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Festivus.
Yes. And Festivus for the rest of us.